Esther Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vayavo Hamelech veHaman l'shtosim Esther Hamalka. And so the king and Haman came to feast with Queen Esther. But it doesn't really say to feast, it says to drink. Now, King Ahasuerus rarely passes on an opportunity to drink and get drunk. Many of those kings that we've seen, Belshazzar, El Ahasuerus, they like a good tipple now and then. But in this case, some of the Mepharshim say both of them are having a rough day. Haman is very embittered at what seems to be happening to him, that he seems to be going from the top when there's no direction to go but down with the garbage on his head, and he didn't even get to shower in between. So he's embittered and he wants to drink, which the Gemara says is a very bad idea. When you drink, you lose your inhibitions and bad things happen. And Ahasuerus wants to drink. He woke up in the middle of the night. He had a frightening dream and he's about to go to a meal where his wife and his top right-hand man seem to be in league with each other. Some of that dynamic is played out in the Shakespeare drama Othello, where Othello the king and his wife, who have this wonderful relationship, but Iago, the best friend, inserts himself in the middle, and disaster comes from that. Ahasuerus must have known his Shakespeare very well, and so he's coming in a little cranky, and when Ahasuerus is cranky, he's going to drink, but it's going to cheer him up, he's going to feel better, and he's cheered up so much. And by the way, even Esther might be partaking as well. Her 3 days of fasting are over. And so the king said to Esther also, Gam, that word Gam is going to come up a few times this parak, on the second day at the wine party. What is your request? What is your desire? What is it that you want, Queen Esther? It'll be granted to you. Umava kosha seich. And what is your petition? Ad chatzia malchus v'seyas, up until half of the kingdom, it will be fulfilled. So now he's feeling very generous. He's mellow with the wine. He's feeling pretty good. So you're reigning over me as a co-ruler, even though he doesn't really mean that she's a co-ruler. So anything that you want is going to be granted to you. Okay? Batan Esther Hamalka Batomar. Pasuk Gimel, Esther Hamalka answered and she said, whenever you see a double lashon, that usually marks some sort of hesitation. Batan Batomar. Batan, she started to answer and then she hesitated and then she said, because now she's going to open it up. And she is concerned that perhaps she'll be killed along with Haman if the king thinks there's some kind of conspiracy going on. But it doesn't say anywhere that she talked this over with Mordechai. So this seems to be completely her strategy, her idea. Some Chazal say that she was inspired by Ruach HaKodesh to do this. And there's a Malach present who's pushing her hand to point at the right people so that Ahasuerus will act as the puppet that he is. If I have won your majesty's favor, if it is good in your eyes... some say the first Hamelech, the Targum says, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Hamelech is Ahasuerus. So if I found favor in your sight, Ribbono Shel Olam, Melech Malchei Hamlochim, but if it pleases you, King Ahasuerus, then Tinasen Li Nafshi B'She'ei Lasi, let my life, my soul, my nefesh be granted to me as my request. Va'ami B'Vakashasi, and my people's lives be spared as my petition. So Ahasuerus asked her for a she'ela and a bakasha, and she is going to give both. Haman later is going to also levakesh al nafsho. So there's a lot of phrases that are repeated in this parak over and over, but in different contexts. Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami, and this we lay in Echatrop, a beautiful passage. Pasuk Dalet, ki nimkarnu ani v'ami lashmid larog le'abed. Because I have been sold, we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed. Lahashmid, laharog, to be murdered, ula'abed, to be annihilated. If we were only going to be sold as slaves and servant girls, then I would have kept silent. I would have kept quiet. because the adversary, the enemy, is not worthy of the king's damage, of the king's being mazik him. So this is a complicated sentence. So what's going on? She's saying, if we were just going to be sold as slave labor, then I would have kept quiet. The king wouldn't have been worthy of the king's attention. But there's an enemy who instigated a decree against my people, an enemy who doesn't just want to sell us but to kill us. And what she's doing is she's shouting back to Perigimel, when Haman paid or promised 10,000 silver talents to the king, la'abed, to be ma'abed the people who were spread out, the Jewish people. So the word la'abed doesn't necessarily have to mean to annihilate or to kill. It can also mean just to wipe them out as a people, as a unit, and to sell them into labor to make back the money that the empire is spending on taking care of them with some sort of final solution. So she's not suggesting the people be sold as slaves. She's pointing out that Haman used fuzzy language in the beginning to insinuate that he was just going to sell us as slaves, when really what he wanted to do was murder all of us. So Esther is being truly open. She has kept silent so much up until this point in the Megillah, but now she is being absolutely open with the king and being very straightforward with him that somebody wants to kill us. And Ahasuerus is shocked and horrified because he himself doesn't remember who he's given the orders to kill and who he has not. And it never occurred to anybody that she might be Jewish. Ibn Ezra also points out that there's going to be huge financial damage to the king, because there will be a loss of tax revenue. If the Jews stop paying taxes, well, then where's your money going to come from? Who's financing the entire empire? So the king is going to be outraged. He is partially drunk, so he is always easy to manipulate when he is absolutely plastered. And we will see his over-the-top reaction, which is great for the Jewish people, momentarily.